I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Okay, guys, my new book, The 6 Keys, Unlock Your Genetic Potential for Ageless Strength, Health, and Beauty, is coming out in a couple weeks, but we have a pre-order offer. So this is really awesome because it's going to give you 3 free months to the MyFitness app. So whether you've downloaded it but you haven't purchased it, you get 3 months free. Whether you've purchased it, you get 3 months free. And all you got to do is go to JillianMichaels.com/6keys and you submit your receipt for the book. And if you do it before December 18th, you get 3 months free, which pays for the book itself, and you get all of the meal plans, recipes, workout programs, etc., that are in the book, that go along with the book. So JillianMichaels.com/6keys. Get it before December 18th, and you get 3 months free to my app, which is a $30 value. Go now. Gosh, I got to be honest. I don't even know how to start the show this week.
Why don't we just start by saying thank you to the man upstairs to make sure that not only you, your family, your animals, but your community, all these people are safe and sound.
Yeah,
as that's impacted a great way as people are
to start.
It just really sets the playing field for what life's about.
So for everybody, I was going to say just tuning in, and then I realized this is a podcast and not a radio show. I am not okay.
Everybody's psychologically tuning in.
Girl, I am not okay. So, involved. Yeah, like it's, so I should, let me first of all tell everybody who's in the studio with us today. So we've got Bishop, we've got G, he's back, Cindy and Jake, but we have a very special guest who I'm going to make actually stay throughout the entire show because she's becoming one of my very favoritest people in the world. Most favorite people in the world?
Sounds about right.
Would you like to introduce G or shall I?
No, you should do the honors, please.
Okay. So
I'll put music on.
Okay, put music on.
No.
This is so typical. All right, go ahead, introduce
her. Why can't we do this?
We have to take the music.
So, oh, for God's sake, are we doing music or not?
No, we're not. I wasn't ready. I don't have the right hip-hop song.
Can you sing? Post.
No, you can sing, though. You know, she's a very...
You can sing?
I'm a singer in my past.
Sing, buddy. Sing. Well, sing me something.
This is Shauna.
Okay, fine.
I forgot my own name at this point. Shauna, I was waiting for someone else to remind me.
So we have a lady named Shauna Ryder. Am I pronouncing it Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder in the studio. And how Shauna and I met, you guys know I'm like a supplement junkie fanatic freak, and I'm always, of course, looking for like the most incredible formulations that make these ingredients bioavailable, and are they organic, are they non-GMO. And so I discovered this brand called Alaya. I'm pronouncing that right. Mm-hmm. Right, you and I never actually went over it on the phone when I first reached out to you. So
The brand is called Alaya. Of course, I'm looking at the packaging right now. For some reason, why am I holding this, Bishop? It's not a television show.
I have no idea. You're doing a great job.
Are you connecting?
I'm not well.
Connecting deeply with the product.
I am. I have. And so just to explain why Shauna's in the studio with us, she was coming on to do segments with me about supplements and adaptogens and female entrepreneurs. So basically, I reached out because I was like, hey, I love this product so much. Like, it's very rare that I find all the different things I'm looking for in a product. So whether it's a blend of adaptogens and antioxidants, like to me, I don't want to take 20 different separate things. So when I discovered this and saw that, oh, wow, it has cordyceps and this and that and this and that, and it's an all-in-one, and it's organic, and it's GMO-free, and it's vegan, all the Alaya products are these super bioavailable, top quality, and I'm sure you're thinking it's going to break the bank. And it's not, which is also awesome because it's very fairly priced. Anyway, I fell in love with the product and I reached out to her and said, hey, you know, I'm a fan, just the way I have with things like Thrive Market or Flywheel or Aqua Hydrate. You know, where are you at with it? And we just hit it off immediately. And I said, would you come on the podcast and talk about it? Now, with that said, California has set on fire.
It sure has.
We're recording a week after the fire started.
They're still going. And it's something, you know, if you guys are at all familiar with me, you know that our farm burned down. And so we feel like we need to address this. And Shauna happens to be born and raised in Los Angeles like myself. And so we started talking before the show and I was like, can you just stay and just do the whole show with me and we'll open up with this and then we'll move on to talk about Alaya and supplements and then female business owners and entrepreneurs. So that's going to be the layout of our show today. I'll be totally honest with you. I am scattered beyond words. I've never in my life been through anything like this.
It's okay.
It is insane. And the things that you think, like, look, you're right, G. As I go through the year, I'm like, I'm so lucky. Like, everything is alive. Everything is alive to the point that, I mean, the ducks and the chickens got out. We lost a few koi fish, but we got them out, which I'm sure people are like, oh, that's ridiculous. Who cares? Like, these fish have been with the house 20 years. They came with the house. They're huge. Yeah. And like, I can't tell you, you have to walk across a bridge over the koi fish to get to the front door. And there wasn't a day that you would go back and forth and not like see them, feed them, like have an engagement with them, interact with them. And like, they're just the coolest things in the world. And then we've got four beehives, right? So you evacuate and you're like, okay, the horses are out, the dogs are out, the pig is out, the tortoise is out. And we were prepared, which is something that I have to say, if you were listening, if you live in an earthquake area, tornado area, a hurricane area, a fire-prone area, you've got to be prepared. Because all the people that didn't get their animals out, like, I'm not blaming them. I went in to, like, help them with myself and Whitney Cummings and, you know, Animal Hope and Wellness and like all these different organizations.
Which is incredible on your part to put yourself at risk like that.
No, I was in with the sheriff, which is a different conversation. Like I had a police escort, which helped tremendously.
That's the thing. You do jump in, and I've always known that about you. And you there's no way you can sit and
fight
just
or
watch
flight,
it on
she's
TV.
Fighting.
You are
Absolutely.
In it. You have always been in it, and not everybody is.
But I think that like here's the part that made it. So I think the first thing I would say right off the bat is, and G, you're the king of this. Like, you and I were talking about the T.O. shooting the other day.
Yeah.
And I can't even get into that. There was going to be a whole segment about that because my little sister was supposed to be at the bar. Mm. Two of her friends were killed. Mm. And the only reason she wasn't there is because she had a job in San Diego the next morning.
Oh.
So G and I, right, I'm on the phone with my little sister before California sets on fire. Who is hysterical, right?
Rightfully
Survivor's
so.
Guilt, has just lost two friends. She's only 25. And I'm like, I don't know what I would do. And Giancarlo always has a plan. And I feel like if you could like sort of jump in here and provide some advice on like, you have to have an evac plan. We did always have an evac plan. My horse trainer did. We had the crates ready to go. Like, we have pickup trucks in the event this should happen. If you're going to have things... animals in particular, family, children, in these areas, you've got to have a plan. I don't know if it's a basement, if you're in a tornado, or I don't know what, but you've got to have a plan.
And by the way, one of the best things they ever told me in Office of Emergency Management was, it doesn't have to be the best plan.
Correct.
Just has to be a plan.
Some plan is better than
because then
no
you
plan.
Will automatically start doing it.
Yeah.
And it's drive yourself crazy.
And that's what training ultimately
plan.
Is, right? Training is to condition the mind, the body to get through an exercise when the exercise is no longer a training exercise, right? So if you and I have discussed we're going to do this, this, and this should a natural disaster occur. Mm-hmm. How many times have I told you, Jill, I want you to have this available to you, that available?
Yeah. I have a stack of cash in the safe. Mm-hmm. I have a pickup truck.
Right.
We have a horse trailer. We have a place to go. Like, we were ready.
And the reason it works and why you see, you know, both sides of the equation happen is that someone who is prepared and gone through the exercise in their mind of, like, what is happening? What do I do? When it actually happens, it's you don't think about it. It's almost like the central nervous system in the body just goes and breathes for you.
It's integrated.
Yeah, it's just you know what to do because it's true. There is fight or flight and there are people that are helpless. And what ends up happening is when you have made sure that your loved ones are safe and you know that you have the bandwidth as an individual to help others in need, that's where these situations become, yes, they become dire. But I heard the most amazing story in Paradise, California, about a garbage man who worked for this company called Waste Management. Everyone knows they're massive.
The guy knew
that one of the customers in the pickup route was a 93-year-old woman that recently had broken her back.
Oh, Jesus.
And he turned his truck around and drove back through the fire and went to find her and found her in her home by herself.
Mm. Yep.
Carried her to her truck, put her in the vehicle, drove out, and his biggest number one concern was that he violated company policy by allowing a non-employee to be in his truck.
Yeah.
But it was such a great story. You know, we live in this world, like I've gotten off social media because I'm just so sick of all the narcissism and all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, so you kind of get disconnected with what's happening, but you're hearing these types of stories break through and there still are so many good people left in this world.
Oh no,
and that's someone
for
right
sure.
there that in his mind was observant. Like we go to a restaurant, Jill, I always want to have my face to the door.
I know you do.
We don't live in a time where, oh, it's not going to happen to us. If it happened in Thousand Oaks, if these wildfires, in my opinion, these fires are being deliberately set.
Oh, no, they are 100%. Okay? These are not wild.
There's no way. I mean, I just dealt with one this morning in Laurel Canyon.
I watched someone light one right in front of us in Thousand Oaks in the place I temporarily rented for the kids and run from it. And this thing went ablaze in 5 minutes. We walked out of a Starbucks to drop off clothes for the kids at the house, my brother and I. And then Greg goes, is that smoke? This is like 3 days ago. It was on like a blaze. We called the police. We filed a report. We saw a guy run. One popped up by you. One popped up in Burbank. One popped up in Los Feliz by the zoo.
Yep.
Like, and they're not saying anything. And I'm, you know, but again, we can get into like,
something.
But the reality, the reality of the situation is you've got to be prepared because you think, oh no, this will never happen. My sister almost got killed in a mass shooting and my house just burned down in a fire all in the same week.
And also being prepared doesn't mean you have to actually physically run through the protocol. Right. They say that if you're thinking through a process neurologically, your brain is interpreting it as reality.
That's so interesting.
To a certain degree,
you are preparing.
You can think through what you would do in that situation without having to physically execute the plan.
Right.
And you may be every bit as prepared as an actual run through of an emergency situation.
Yeah.
So for people who feel overwhelmed with the idea of like, you know, a faux evacuation of their home. Literally think through step by step what you would do in that situation.
Yeah.
How would you get, if you have two children, which child would you go to first?
Right exactly.
Like,
and where do you meet your spouse?
Exactly. Which and one's less of a mischief maker?
Oh. Right? Yeah, the girl's going to live. The boy, I don't know. I'm telling you right now.
My boy ain't making it.
The boy child is lucky.
He'll climb to the top of the tree.
He's got his vines.
Just something as simple as having a few items by the door that you can just grab and run out with.
And knowing where the things you want to take are.
Yeah,
because
you're
right. If you run through it in your head, when the time comes, you it's like you have this supervision, and it's just you know where everything is, and you grab it. And really,
we flew into action. It was like, so I'm on the East Coast, right? Staying with Giancarlo. And it's 4:30 in the morning in LA, 7:30 for me. And I get the mandatory evac notice. And I'm like, oh my God. Because less than 8 hours before, they were saying there's no threat to Malibu. And so I'm like, okay, Cody,
who's like my assistant, like personal assistant for my home, my cars, my this, my that. And then there's Bishop, who's actually a brand manager, but also like doubles as like my right arm because she's one of the only employees we have in LA. I call Sarah. I'm like, you've got to get to the beach, please, and get the dogs and the parrot. I call Cody. I'm like, can you get to Heidi? There's the pig, the tortoise, the two big dogs. Like, I call Heidi. I'm like, get the stuff out of the safe, get the basics, get in the car, get out. Like, Lisa, I call my horse trainer. She's like, they're already on their way to Hanson Dam. Like, everybody knew what to do and flew into action.
You guys had
now, the ducks and the chickens, we had to leave behind because we didn't have enough. I wasn't there. My other truck, because it's my fault, I was out of town. We have two pickup trucks and the crates. But between the kids and this and that, like, Cody couldn't take it all and they couldn't get back in. I was able to go back and get them the second night, and I can't believe it because the house is melted. I've never seen it. The pool, Heidi was like, well, there's a pool still. I'm like, there's no pool. The pool is melted. The cement is melted. The rocks are cracked. There's no nothing. I've never seen anything.
Total desolation. Like,
and the ducks and the chickens were alive in their coop. It Resilient. Is the only thing Amazing. That did. And the koi fish were alive in the pond.
They were not done.
And the sheriffs, and I was like, oh my God, the fish are alive. 2 days later, they let me in to get the fish and the bees. And like, the bees were alive. They were on the back of the property and they survived it. And I think, okay, so number one, you have a plan. Crazy. Number two, I was able to go in with the sheriff. People were going in. It looked like what I would imagine Nagasaki would look like. There are power lines down. They're live. Like, I'm with the sheriff trying to get to alpacas and people that didn't have the ability to move these animals. So we're trying to get to them. And there's down power lines. And the sheriff at one point, I can't remember her name because I've been so scattered, but she was amazing. But she grabbed me by the jacket and she's like, I work homicide. Slow your f-ing roll.
Yeah.
You're going to die. Because I was about to drive over.
Right.
And she's like, we're not doing this today. You're not getting to these alpacas.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, here's the next address. She was like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because
but people were going in. They were going in on their own through dirt roads. They were boating in. And it's like, don't do something stupid. Like, I had the police escort me and a group of rescuers to stop me from being electrocuted with all the people I was with. People I knew were like, I'm going in. And I was like, you are not going in. You have no fucking idea what you're about to be dealing with. Yeah. Shit is still on fire. The roads are unusable. The power lines are down. So I think number two, don't be stupid. Unless it's your family.
Yeah.
Like, do not be stupid and put your life at risk. Because had I not had that police escort, I easily could have been really hurt.
Yeah. When I used to be an LA County Sheriff as a reserve deputy, I've worked Rover patrols during fires.
Yeah.
Because, right? I mean, they happen every year, right? This is not a new phenomenon, right?
Right?
And I remember, you know, the sole purpose for law enforcement there is not only to protect the homesteads of people, but it's exactly that. Like, you know, the fire's busy fighting fires. Everything else that's happening falls on law enforcement.
Yeah.
And
they
so
were spread so thin.
And
too,
I will tell you
guys.
Personally, I was doing 19-hour shifts.
Easily, yeah.
So
I would imagine. They're exhausted.
You're exhausted. That's your face is burned.
Yeah.
No matter, even
can't
if you're
breathe,
wearing that N95
see.
Mask or whatever I would be wearing, like, you'd still have respiratory difficulty. So, you know, the men and women that are out there doing, they know a lot of times as much as you do. Because that information is not really being communicated to them.
They're in the trenches.
They're just being told, hey, you and these other six units need to deploy to this location.
Right.
And your commander tells you X, Y, and Z. And then everyone has a story. And you want to help everyone. I mean, I remember going to shut off people's, you know, friends of mine who left their water running.
Yes.
You know, and then like their jacuzzis were overflowing. And it's like all these things. So I'm just grateful that you are okay. I am grateful that Heidi is okay, that the babies are fine, and that your all your furry friends and all of that good stuff and birds and stuff are good.
I think what another thing that people can do right now as well that I want to get out there, because it is a little confusing, I'll be honest, like when people are hearing about celebrities' houses burning down, which I really wish wasn't being covered, and mine's one of them, because people in other parts of the country are like, f*** them. But there are hundreds of thousands of people that are not in that position that have lost everything. So I feel like when they talk about Malibu fires, people are, they're desensitized. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Those people have resources. I have resources. I could rebuild. I'm getting my money back out of the house.
You have choices.
You know, options. I have options. All my creatures are alive, but many don't. And so I would say if you are inclined to help, there are a lot of different options here. There is the Ventura County Humane Society. Mm-hmm. There is the Paradise Animal Shelter that burned down, but you can support the volunteers. This is just what I've done. The organization Animal Hope and Wellness that I went in with, they're amazing, doing amazing things. Mm-hmm. There's also, Sarah, what's that GoFundMe link?
It's just GoFundMe, and you can look up the fire.
Yeah, you can go NorCal Fires, mm-hmm. SoCal Fires, mm-hmm. and you can see story by story.
Yeah.
Like, anything you can do is going to make a huge difference. And by the way, it doesn't have to be in California. I just think we need to be more mindful of those in need and give what we can. For me, I just went down the list and started going okay, this one, $1,000, that one, $1,000, this one, $1,000, that one, $1,000, and by the way, half of the time they're tax write-offs. Pick one that's a tax write-off then. You know, look, some of them are not. GoFundMe is not a tax write-off. Is it? No, it's not.
It's not?
No. A family is not.
So by the way, if you...
Yeah, it's got to be a 501.
But if you do go to GoFundMe.com, the first thing says urgent cause, California fires, and then you can actually donate to specific families.
Yes.
Or
I did a California something, whatever charity that does it for you and that picks families for you and they're a 501.
And there's also LAFD Foundation for the firefighters because they can't supply them with everything they need.
No, they cannot. My house burned because we did not have the resources. I was in there.
Yeah.
And they were they gave up. And they had to because they were putting out fires all over the state, which is what Giancarlo was saying. That's a different conversation. Yeah. And the one that was lit in front of me in Thousand Oaks, they had out instantaneously.
Yeah.
But anyway, so moving on to Alaya Naturals coming up next. You want to know why I love my Third Love bras? Do ya? Aside from the fact that they actually fit me properly, it's because I don't have to physically shop for them in a store. Woohoo! I took the 60-second Fit Finder quiz online and ordered them from home, people. Over 10 million women have taken that quiz so far. That's how easy it is. And breast shape matters. Did you know that, Cindy?
I did not.
Matters a lot for a good fit, people. So the Third Love team has an expert fit stylist to help you. If you don't love your bra, it's free to return and exchange. Another great thing about Third Love is that they have twice as many sizes as most brands, from A through H and even half cup sizes. Can you imagine being an H? That'd be a fun existence. Oh, sorry. Anyway, they invented that. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. thirdlove.com/Jillian. You know how much I love my super duper comfy Brooklyn and sheets, and I'm going to keep telling you about them because it is gift buying season. Why did my voice sound like that? I don't know. Super excited. Brooklyn has 30,000 five-star reviews, more than any other bedding company, and they won Good Housekeeping's Best of Online Bedding category. Bedding. You don't have to bet on these sheets. They also have towels, robes, candles, sleep masks, and all kinds of other awesome presents. They're so easy to order, and Brooklinen's super fast shipping makes sure you get your gifts on time. Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your upgrade. Go to brooklinen.com, and they've got an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Jillian at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product. All their sheets and towels and comforters come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use my name as your promo code at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Jillian. These are the best sheets ever. All right, so we are going to make a hard left turn back into health and wellness. Good grief. Because that is what the show's supposed to be about. So
that's what's going to get us through this trying time.
Thank you so much. So my newfound friend, Shauna Ryder, is on the show, and she created a brand of,
I don't even want to say supplements. They're like super food product, like
all matter of nourishment.
Love that. Say that again.
All manner of nourishment.
All manner of nourishment. I'm obsessed with you in this whole thing. This brand called Alaya. So again, you guys know that I have been supplementing for years, and I find that it allows me to, A, fend off aging, boost immunity, perform better. So when I look for things, I am looking for products that are top quality, right? So one of the things that I fell in love with off the bat, like to discover the product, was this product called Alaya Green Superfood. So I was like, all right, there's a ton of greens, like what's in this one? And then I saw with adaptogens and antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And normally I take like antioxidants, which for those of you who don't fully understand, antioxidants help fight against free radicals. And what that means is essentially when we break down foods and what have you, you're taking an oxygen, isn't it? Like you're taking an oxygen molecule off it, to make a long story short, it's aging the fuck out of you without getting Thanks, buddy.
Antioxidants
help inhibit the damage free radicals in our systems do. Adaptogens essentially adapt to your body's needs. So things like cordyceps, turmeric, this product had all of it. And I fell in love with it. And I mean, like everything you've ever read about is in this product, right? It's like organic alfalfa leaf juice, organic barley grass, organic parsley, organic broccoli, organic kale, organic dandelion leaf, organic blackberry. I mean, just like on and on with turmeric, mushrooms. It was an all-in-one.
And probiotics. Don't forget the probiotics, right?
So I was like, I told G, like I usually do. I was like, okay.
Excited.
This brand is doing things no one else is doing. And the formulations are not only incredibly impressive, but the products are top quality. So we reached out to Shauna and said, like, hey, are you taking on any investors? What's going on with the brand? So I wanted to ask you right off the bat, though, first of all, what made you even decide to do this? Because you're like, you're you. Like, and what I mean by that, not to be a dick, I mean that in the most awesome way, but like, you're not like bio lab chem. It's just like,
What's your story?
This like hippie chick in California that decided to do this and like has done incredible things. But like, you know, mostly it's like bio this and lab so-and-so and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what happened here?
Sometimes you can almost be out of touch with what people really need when you're overthinking it. And I think that's the advantage of being a quote unquote regular person and not an expert in anything. I just knew what my body needed. And after having two children and being so depleted and feeling like I never had enough time for myself, there wasn't enough, I couldn't possibly consume the nutrients I needed to feel optimal.
You can't eat that much food.
You have to walk around with, you know, bags and bags of leafy greens and super, I mean, you literally have to be injecting this stuff all day long.
And like, it's a full-time job when you're feeling like that.
Yeah, and who has time for all of that, right? And so the idea was I need something quick, efficient and top quality to feel my best and look my best and be the mother and career woman and wife I want to be. So Alaya really was born out of the desire to optimize the rest of my life by making it possible for me to feel like myself again, which is so hard to do whether you're working or a parent or just wanting to age gracefully. Like, we all need that extra boost, and I wasn't finding what I wanted.
I was gonna say, like,
purpose and intention, that's what I hear.
So tell me again, like, because I know what that's like, right? When you're looking for, you do your homework and you're like, oh, what's this makwai berry?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this? You know, and you're reading about like, oh, turmeric, oh,
very
cordyceps,
right? Very, like, kind of obtuse and difficult to comprehend, and it doesn't feel
overwhelming.
Accessible.
What's an adaptogen? I don't understand. And it's even me, right, who spends so much time doing this and has registered dietitians and biochemists to turn around and say, what the hell? But then you go in to buy mushrooms and cordyceps, and there's 20 different kinds.
Exactly.
Like, wait, there's horsetail and turkey nose and friggin' shiitake. I swear to God.
Frog leg.
Yes,
yeah,
dude. Like, all these different.
Totally.
You're so overwhelmed. So, like, how did you... So what was that kind of like?
Let me start by saying I actually have a history of being really passionate about nutrition and wellness.
Right, because this doesn't come out of nowhere.
This is like 15 years in the making, essentially. Right, I have tons of friends who are acupuncturists, naturopaths, who do all kinds of incredible work in the alternative medical field.
Right.
So starting at about age 14, I developed some autoimmune issues, or I became aware of some pre-existing autoimmune issues and started educating myself, transformed my diet. And at that point, I realized that food is everything. Food is healing. Food is energy. It's everything we need to feel and look our best. And so really over
or conversely,
decades,
it's like that which nourishes me can also destroy
me
if you do it wrong.
So I ended up really, you know, starting this process essentially inadvertently years ago by communicating with and, you know, researching with some of the top incredible people in the industry of alternative medicine. And so when I had my children and was looking to create a product, I went to a lot of the resources already available to me, friends and, and associates, and said, hey, can you help me make a product that is unlike anything on the market? Because I'm not finding what I need.
Or you can, but it's 20 different things.
Or 20.
Which is just not possible.
And it's 17
like,
powders
you can find
and you have 5 minutes in the morning
yes.
to get ready for work and get out the door. And it's not possible.
It's just not possible. You get sick from taking too many
and it's,
things.
By the way, it's expensive.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You're buying 17 powder you know, and mixing it. And you don't know what dosing is appropriate. And you know, too many cordyceps and not enough antioxidants.
Yes.
And what, you know, how do you measure it? And now it tastes awful because there's too much of that.
That's so true. That's
so
spot on.
We've basically taken all of the guesswork out of it and concocted these really thoughtful blends that have everything you need to feel and look your best.
I was so blown away by the thought you put into this. I've never seen anything like it.
This is a deeply researched, you know, endeavor. I'm not going to say it's a project or an endeavor because it's really like a passion.
Yeah, I get it.
But this is, and I call it nourishment as opposed to a product because that's truly what it is.
Yeah.
But I've been working with, communicating with, analyzing with a team of extraordinary, conscientious, cutting edge individuals who know exactly what's current and relevant and how to source the highest quality organic products available.
And like even the whey protein, like here's what kills me. Like for years, I'll tell people like, okay, if you're not vegan, do whey. Like there's no lactose in whey if you're lactose intolerant but not vegan. Like you don't have to worry about it. Try to get it grass fed if you can find it. Oh, okay. And by the way, get it with branched chain aminos, right? And they're like, well, wait a second, I want BCAAs, but I can't find it with grass-fed whey. And then I was like, oh my God, this is grass-fed whey with BCAAs, all natural. And then you go to the flavors, and I was like, what am I going to find here? Then I go to it, and I'm like, oh my God, organic vanilla, organic Arabic gum, organic cacao powder, organic coconut cream milk powder, or coconut cream milk powder, or I can't even pronounce this one, girl. Oh, monk fruit, like on top of all the other stuff that's in there, where it's like spirulina, digestive enzymes, organic pea, organic brown rice, organic hemp, like grass-fed whey. It's
like if you were on an island, you know, you would just bring this.
Ready?
Like you could
soy-free, gluten-free, no added sugar, sustainably sourced, no artificial flavors, dairy-free, organic, non-GMO, vegan. Like it's just like this is like it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm really proud of what we've established here and what we've created because it is ethically in alignment with everything I believe.
Yeah.
You know, we were so scrupulous about sourcing. We're working only with people with incredible integrity. And I feel like you feel that, you know, when you consume a product, there's sort of a knowing that your body has about where it's come from. Right?
Yeah.
Like, these are happy animals. Like the animals, you know, involved in this nourishment, you know, have been treated well, have been fed well, and that enters into your body.
Yeah, they're eating grass, like a cow should be eating grass, grass-fed whey.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like
this for me is like my favorite. Like, I prefer to use an all-in-one product. Uh-huh. For example, shampoo, conditioner, and body wash in one. This is essentially what she's got.
Thank you, Dr. Bronner. By the way.
No, but essentially, I mean, you know, Jillian gets really excited when she finds something that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Resolves an issue she's having, right? Because she is
looking for solutions
and
that
so
are accessible
so on top of it
and affordable and deliver.
Dreamt up what her perfect scenario, because Jillian would never do this. Like, this is not...
I don't have the time.
She doesn't have the time,
sure,
right?
Of course.
And so, like, when she's like, you're never going to believe what I found.
Right,
like, what are you talking about? She's like, I found the unicorn.
It does that. Yeah, so like, when I look for things like that, like, when I found Lucky Jack, I was like, cold brew? Yes, here's why. Sure enough, became a massive trend. I was like, organic coffee must be organic. Here's why. This brand, Nitro, organic, cold brew, in glass, better for the environment, branding, fun and cool. And he was like... All right. And it's like everything we've done, I've never missed. Every time I bet, I'm always right. I'm like, alkaline water, bop, bop, bop. This is going to be a thing. Here's why. Spinning's going to turn into a trend. Flywheel, boom. Thrive Market, boom. And like this one, same. I was like lightning in a bottle.
I'm so thrilled to hear that.
And I was like, this brand with all the stuff that's out there gives you everything you need. So it's... It puts these formulations together in such a way where you're not taking 50 things. You're getting the top quality. You're getting the most bioavailable. It's brilliant. And so the real question is, because I know you have a host of SKUs, but where do people go to, like, order the product, learn more about the product? Like, where are we sending people right now?
Oh, you can go to our website, which is alayanaturals.com.
A-L-A-Y-A, naturals.com. Okay.
Uh-huh. It's alaya.naturals on Instagram. And Alaya Naturals, one word, A-L-A-Y-A-N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S on Facebook. So people can look us up on Facebook, on Instagram. We're posting tons of recipes. You know, you can incorporate these powders also into snacks, which make them really efficient, accessible for children as well.
And are we also sending people to Amazon?
Yes.
We are. Okay,
absolutely.
So you can also get Alaya on Amazon.
That's probably the easiest, most efficient way.
Yeah, I mean, because like nowadays, if it's not on Amazon, which is sad.
I'm not doing it.
They won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I know that answer because that's where I found the, okay, I'm an asshole. I knew the answer to that. Why did I pretend like that was a, all right. AlayaNaturals.com for recipes, to see the SKUs, you can order there or you can get the products on Amazon or Alaya.naturals on Instagram and Facebook. And I also want to talk about another thing that I love so much about your female-run companies, female entrepreneurs, women supporting women-run businesses. So if you could stick around, I want to do a career segment. I know you can stick around because we're going to talk about, once again, lying. Lying once again. I want to tell you guys about ButcherBox. They deliver 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork directly to your door. That's one of the reasons I love it so much, is because it's so convenient and easy for me. The incredible quality of ButcherBox meats starts with their commitment to raising animals humanely and free of antibiotics and hormones. And you can choose from 5 different box types. All beef, beef and chicken, beef and pork, the mixed box, the custom box, which lets you choose your own cuts. I mean, the food is delicious. Antibiotic, hormone free, 100%, completely convenient. And I mean, look, I don't even cook and it makes it easy for me, which is life changing. So check it out. If you go to butcherbox.com/Jillian, they're going to give you free bacon and $20 off your first box. So go to butcherbox.com/Jillian, enter the promo code Jillian for free bacon and $20 off. There's an online company called Talkspace that actually lets you message a licensed therapist from your phone or computer whenever you want. So even if you just need to get something off your chest but haven't had the time to drive to a therapist office to do it, now you can without the commute. Seriously, therapy isn't just about your innermost thoughts or digging deep into your childhood. Sometimes you just need to vent about everyday challenges at work or at home, or maybe you just want to chat about life. With Talkspace, you'll have a designated person to talk to, someone who's trained to listen and help you make positive changes. The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/Jillian and use the code Jillian to get $45 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's Talkspace.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian. Okay, so we're back, and I'm talking to Shauna, the founder of Alaya Naturals, about female-run businesses. To me, this is something that is so incredibly important. As a woman who Well, I don't actually. I have a male business partner. With that said, we're at a time. We just saw 100 women get it. Is that the House and the Senate?
I don't watch the news either. I'm tired of all of it.
100, we have more women
joining Congress. So both,
joining Congress, than ever before in our history. And I am a feminist. I don't care what anyone's going to say. It doesn't mean I'm not going to vote for who I think is the best candidate. It doesn't mean that I don't frequent, businesses run by men. It doesn't mean I don't have a male business partner. But at the end of the day, I think it's also very important, as a woman in particular, who has experienced how difficult it is, I find that when we talk about these kinds of issues, I find that so many women don't support other women. And that's so disturbing to me. And I don't know why that is.
Do you find that more in business or in personal relationships?
I find it in business. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot of Gen X. You're a millennial. Mm-hmm. But Gen X, in my experience, is always there's only room. And especially the boomers, they're vicious. It was there's room in this town for one of us, and it's going to be me.
Right.
And there was a lot of jealousy and competition and backstabbing. And I find that the millennial generation are far more collaborative. You see it on social media. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're it's a huge world. We're going to get farther by
place for everyone.
Co-signing each other, anointing one another, banding together. And I just wonder, your journey as a businesswoman, what has that been like? And have you run into any roadblocks? And do you have any advice for other women?
Yes. I think roadblocks, in my opinion, tend to be more internal. If you believe that there are limitations, then there are.
Right, I get it.
Right? So if you believe that you'll have a successful outcome and that you know where you're going, even if you don't know exactly how you're going to get there, if you believe the trajectory is set and there's an intentionality behind what you're doing, then I think the probability of success is very high. Greater. So I think that your mind frame going into business as a woman, as an individual, gender aside, needs to be one of confidence and knowing that you'll get the support you need to get to where you want to go, even if the details are a little bit unclear. So for me, Alaya began with a passion and an intention, which was help people support their bodies so that they can be the best version of themselves. It doesn't matter if you're a dentist or a doctor, a veterinarian, if you're staying at home with your children, everyone deserves to feel supported and to live the most prolific version of their lives possible, to manifest and execute their dreams. And the support that's given to them is what will allow them to succeed or not in doing what they're meant to do, what the purpose is for their lives. So in my case, I really wanted to be a part of facilitating people's journeys by providing the nourishment to make that possible, to make everyone's individual dreams possible, right? So everyone has the version of their life in their mind that they want to be living. And physical ailments and lack of energy and poor sleep and, the ways in which we struggle physically can really deter us,
significantly.
Right?
Your health is the platform your entire life is built on.
It's a huge distraction, and half of the time we don't even know what's wrong with us.
Yeah.
So I began with the intention of, first of all, I began with a feeling, which was I'm not myself.
Yeah.
Right. I've had two children back to back, two children in 24 months. I breastfed both of my kids for a very long period of time. I will not say how long, but long enough to feel depleted.
Absolutely.
And to recognize that I was not getting what I needed, not enough time to myself, not enough nourishment, not enough relaxation. And so it really began for me, this journey, with an aha moment of I need to sit down and really consider my needs.
Yeah.
I'm not eating what I need to eat. I'm not resting the way I need to rest. I'm not valuing myself as an individual outside of motherhood to the degree that I need to.
So hard, by the way, when you're a new parent.
So it's so hard for, it's hard when you're a parent. It's hard when you're working and have other people you want to please, when you have employers. I mean, everyone you know, on this planet is probably challenged in some way by making themselves a priority. And for me, that began with looking at the food piece. And I know from having had some autoimmune struggles in the past that the food is the healing. The food is the answer. The food is the medicine. So when I had these kids and at a certain point started to feel like I was crashing, I sat down and had an aha moment with myself of like, okay, this needs to start with food, period. Right. And I can't then possibly booze. Eat. And then, yeah, exactly. Oh, and actually, I just think I was having a rather generous glass of wine when I had the epiphany.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like a Chardonnay to catalyze, you know, revelations. But I but like in that moment, it was like, you know, I'm
can I steal that?
But just, for me, it'll be like, there's nothing like 10 shots of tequila to catalyze.
Well, it's like when your inhibitions are like a little bit, you know, you're sort of able to like, the veil is lifted of the overthinking, you know, when you've had a glass of wine and it's like, oh, this is what I need. Like this should, I should be drinking whey protein, right? Like I'm looking at this like inebriating substance going like, oh, but I will have so much more energy if I'm consuming a, you know, a clean vegan. Yeah.
Right.
Give me some MSM, people. So it's like, you know, so it really began for me of like my personal experience, which was like, I don't have what I need to feel myself.
Yeah.
Right. And then I began this extensive research process of, okay, what are all of the best things out there and how can I merge them and marry them into the perfect product? And part of that required some delegation, right? So this goes, you know, to sort of lean back into your question of what it means to be a female entrepreneur. I don't think this is necessarily specific to females only, but I think anyone who's an entrepreneur starting their own business has to recognize where their strengths lie and where there are holes that can be filled with people who are more qualified. Right?
I've said that for years about Giancarlo. I was like, I know what I know about my profession, like food, fitness. I don't know anything about business. I mean, I've learned a lot over the years, but like that's what he does.
And by the way, thank goodness, it's not your job to know those things. You couldn't be you and do the things that you do if your mind was distracted by all of what other people
are doing. Oh, I can't.
Doing,
well, his
right?
day is like a hell ride for me.
You
I look
can't.
At that, I'm like, that sounds like a walk through Dante's Inferno.
It shouldn't be that. So for me, so part of you know, this process was recognizing what I'm good at. I'm good at being passionate about things that mean something to me, and I'm really good at caring about how other people feel and what their experience.
And that is, I think, where any business that has a hope and a prayer of succeeding, you're right, has to be rooted in passion and authenticity.
It has to be, because otherwise you lose interest and people sense that, right? If you don't authentically love what you're doing, people know, you know, and it doesn't work. It fails to succeed.
To chart your brain's thoughts when people just start sending missiles at your business and trying to break it down. And how many times you say, do I just quit now? Do I just quit now? Do I give up?
Right.
Like, but what is it, right? Because it's a very special gift that an entrepreneur has in business to stay in that fight.
Well, let me explain one thing that I heard years ago, and I've never let go of this thought. This neuroscientist was explaining how if you envision the outcome of whatever it is that you want to see created in your life, 15 minutes after the successful completion of that goal, it actually trains your brain to drive straight to success and bypass all of the fear blockades that so naturally creep in. Like basically, you imagine your success, right? You don't imagine how it occurs or what the exact trajectory is to get you there, but you imagine the happy outcome.
Oh, yeah, because
that
would never.
And then everything else is peripheral, right? All the criticism and all of the, you know, people are hungry to break you down.
That's so true.
Right? Like
it's
there's just so sad. You know, not everyone. I don't want to make
no,
a generalization.
But so many.
There are a lot of, you know, champions for good causes.
Well, which is why I'm, but by the way, back to the whole point, support as a woman in particular, female run businesses.
I mean, look what you're doing. You're
don't
giving
be
her a
hater.
Platform to talk
and
about
and the
what
women
she's
you support,
yeah,
they'll
exactly.
support you.
Yes. And there's room for everyone. No one has, and I learned this as a singer, right? Like I was never jealous as a singer because no one else had my voice. I didn't necessarily have the best voice. You know, I wasn't always on like perfectly on key. My vibrato wasn't as tight as someone else's vibrato, but it was mine.
I don't know, but I didn't even know she was a singer.
No one could take that from me. You know, and so when I look at women around me, I don't see competition. I see addition. There's room for everyone. If you want to succeed, help someone else succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. What can
I'm finding in creating Alaya, I have spoken with more interesting, creative, just tremendously empowered women that I've ever spoken with in my entire life, because I want to talk to every acupuncturist, every naturopath,
right.
You know, every holistic practitioner, you know, every herbalist. I'm finding out what's hip, what's relevant, what's not, you know, how do I combine things, you know, appropriately, what's too much of this, what's not enough of that. And I'm finding everyone wants to be a part of something special. Right. Like everyone, like fundamentally wants to feel relevant.
Yeah. I sensed it right away.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this one.
And what I'm finding is, you know, like everyone has a different role to play. And so in creating this product, I just want to say this isn't just me going, OK, these are the articles I've read. This is the research I've done. This sounds right. This feels good. This is my speaking with people in every realm of holistic medicine.
Yeah.
People who are on the cutting edge of this stuff, who spend their lives, you know, deepening their awareness, you know, from article to article, from case study on what's relevant, what's working, what's not, and informing me to make the highest quality decisions about this nourishment. So, as you were saying, you know, we can support each other as women by talking to other women about what their role is, what they're passionate about, and understanding how they can be a part of what we're doing. And then, you know, conversely, they want you to be a part of what they're doing. It's like, you know, I'm speaking with this incredible nutritionist throughout the time of developing this product, who said to me recently, like, can you help me with X, Y, and Z? Like, this is you have these skill sets that I'm lacking. And now I get to help her with her wellness collective, you know, that herbally is helping thousands of women come up with personalized remedies for their health issues, which is a very different angle from what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, but it's two sides of the same coin, right? Like when it comes to holistic medicine and holistic awareness, there's so many facets to what it takes to feel good.
Yeah. No,
I'm sold.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I'm so excited.
All right. Well, on that note, Cindy's like, oh, my God, what an hour-long show.
The longest show in the history of...
The special edition of the Julie Michaels show. It'll be worth it.
Oh, my God. Shauna, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you for having me.
Again, guys, it's AliyaNaturals.com, and you can get it there. You can get it. Follow them on Instagram, Aliyah.naturals, and you can get it, of course, on Amazon as well, should you choose to support.
We're also on Facebook.
Yeah, and Facebook.
Thank you,
bud. You're amazing.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.